out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Dr. David Yusko, who is a clinical director at the Center for Treatment and Study at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Yusko, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. Good morning.
Appreciate you being on the program. Here in mid-Michigan, there has been a lot of concern and surprise over a star basketball player which recently was arrested for a misdemeanor charges operating a vehicle with the presence of drugs and marijuana possession. The player Derek Nix, of course, plays for Michigan State University. The penalties in that could lead him to spend more than a year in jail if he were to be found guilty. It's his first offense. But what it got me to thinking about, Dr. Yusko, is not only about marijuana use among athletes in college, but among the general population. And if we could start there from your perspective and the research that you've done, what's the percentage of athletes that compete in college that use marijuana?
So it looks that about a third of male athletes will use marijuana in the past year. And you kind of can compare that to their kind of male non-athlete peers, which is upwards of 50%. And so you definitely see a protective factor to participating in sport that does bring that down. But it's still pretty surprising that, you know, about 33% still might use in the past year. I was kind of surprised when we did some of that research that still that many athletes were smoking marijuana.
Do we know why that is?
It looks like there's two really big factors, and one of them seems to be kind of like a sensation-seeking personality type. And the other big motivation that we know is there for athletes is enhancement. It's the idea that they're just really looking to have fun and enjoy themselves, and I think it's related to the added stress of being a student and an athlete. And when they seem to have a moment to just be a student and have fun, I think they like to take advantage of it. And it seems also related to an increased incidence of heavy drinking or binge drinking. And so you see that athletes will do that more when they get the chance, but when they don't, they tend not to drink. So there's that added pressure that they want to maximize their fun when they can.
Dr. Yusko, do we know why so many more male athletes indulge in marijuana than do female athletes?
No, we really don't know why that is. Although in general, men do tend nationally to drink more and use substances more. And I think it's more of a general strategy that men have to kind of externally cope with things, whereas I think women tend more to kind of internally try to cope and deal with stress.
So there's 44,000 students at Michigan State University. About 1,500 of those students are athletes. So if you cut that in half, male versus female, you've got about 750. So a third of those on an average could be using marijuana.
Correct. That's right. Surprising, isn't it?
It is.
Hundreds of athletes.
How do you measure that up against the general population?
The general population is probably in that same ballpark, especially with men, where if you look at lifetime prevalence rates, well, just anyone who's tried marijuana, they're quite high. They're, you know, upwards of 3/4 of people have at least tried it, especially with men. But again, when you get into past year use, that tends to drop back down anywhere in that 30 to 40% range. College students being a little bit higher than the general population.
When you co-authored this paper on athletes and marijuana usage, anything else surprise you?
Well, one thing that I think really was surprising was that some athletes would even still use marijuana during their athletic season. And we tried to separate out when they might use, because we figured, well, using out of season would be in some way potentially better for them because it wouldn't impair their athletic performance. And that was more true, again, with men than women. And then those men that did use during their athletic season, you also saw just an increased risky kind of profile. You saw a lot more risk factors for using, increased anxiety, increased fatigue, more likely to report a negative mood, and more likely to report smoking marijuana as a coping strategy versus an enhancement strategy. And so if you have an athlete that's using in their athletic season, you've really identified a human being that's at risk.
Now, if a third of all male athletes is using pot, did you go further to break it down, rich versus poor, minority, those type of situations?
Not as much, but we do find that more white athletes versus minority athletes are likely to use marijuana. We didn't have as a socioeconomic variable to compare that to. But being white puts you at a bigger risk. And also, if there was any cigarette use in the past year, it also kind of puts you at a bigger risk.
All right,
for using.
Dr. Yusko, if people want to take a look at your paper, where can they go?
Sure. It's published through the Journal of Studies in Alcohol and Drug, and it's available through their website.
Dr. David Yusko is the clinical director for the Center of Treatment and Study at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, sir.
Pleasure. Thank you. It-